February 4, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The overmastering majesty of personal power. For the love of Christ constraineth us, 2 Corinthians 5:14. Paul says he is overruled, overmastered, held as in a vice by the love of Christ. Very few of us know what it means to be held in a grip by the love of God. We are held by the constraint of our experience only. The one thing that held Paul until there was nothing else on the horizon was the love of God. The love of Christ constraineth us. When you hear that note in a man or a woman, you can never mistake it. You know that the Spirit of God is getting unhindered way in that life. When we are born again of the Spirit of God, the note of testimony is on what God has done for us, and rightly so. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost obliterates that forever, and we begin to realize what Jesus meant when he said, "Ye shall be witnesses unto me." Not witnesses to what Jesus can do, that is an elementary witness, but witnesses unto me. We will take everything that happens as happening to him, whether it be praise or blame, persecution or commendation. No one can stand like that for Jesus Christ who is not constrained by the majesty of his personal power. It is the only thing that matters, and the strange thing is that it is the last thing realized by the Christian worker. Paul says he is gripped by the love of God. That is why he acts as he does. Men may call him mad or sober, but he does not care. There is only one thing he is living for, and that is to persuade men of the judgment seat of God and of the love of Christ. This abandon to the love of Christ is the one thing that bears fruit in the life, and it will always leave the impression of the holiness and of the power of God, never of our personal holiness. That's the end of Oswald's text. The essence of a Christian relationship, or a Christian's relationship to his Christ, is an extremely personal and up-close sense of both the presence and the power of God as demonstrated through Jesus. Most often we look at our personal experience with God or our personal experience in religious ways to determine our affection and intimacy with God. But it is not really our experience that creates the intimacy. It is the experience of Jesus Christ. When we are constrained in all of our activities because of our affection for Christ and our devotion to him, the activities of our life are expressed and accomplished in such a way that the person of Jesus Christ is what is seen rather than the person doing the action. Our testimony is that we live our lives in a way that looks as though Jesus Christ were reincarnated again in our own flesh. The purpose of redemption was exactly that, to bring us back to the place of complete oneness with God, as Christ experienced here when he was here. When something happens in my life and I receive some form of credit or some form of criticism, if I'm one with Christ, I feel the freedom to, and even a necessity to pass those things on to him, rather than receive them for myself. As a matter of fact, any glory that I would receive to myself and use to increase my self-esteem or in any way bolster myself or my psyche is an affront to God. and certainly the evidence of the absence of an intimacy with Jesus Christ. When one is in love with Jesus, truly in love with Jesus, one wants all the credit to go to Jesus for anything that happens in their life.